Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
It's spooky season.
Now, what are you doing that? Why are you making them sounds for, man? Why are you doing that? Hey, chill out. Chill out.
Because it's spooky season.
What y'all want to be spooky for? What you want to be spooky for?
I love horror movies.
Yes. And at the time we're recording this, it is the beginning of spooky. It is October. Well, spooky season, I think, technically
starts in
September.
You don't have to tell them what day it is.
Well, they need to know. It's October 1st. I watched my first Halloween picture of the year.
Oh.
October 1st. I got to watch it. I'm going to try to watch one a day.
Do you do the 31 days?
I haven't been able to do that lately. I normally am not able to do it because Kat doesn't like them.
I really haven't been able
to do it because of the baby. But now I'm going to start now. I've been up late in the middle of the night a lot lately, and I think I'm just going to use that time to also watch a horror film.
And you just meant a horror film, not a Halloween franchise.
Not Halloween franchise, but also I love those movies.
You'll throw in some of those as well.
Yes, I'll throw in some of
that. And what movie was that? Was it this one?
That was this. This one's the first one.
Okay, right, sure.
Okay, great.
Yeah. I mean, I've been seeing them this year, and weirdly, the one that actually stood out to me the most was Together.
Oh, did you watch? Did you like it, Bray?
I want to see it. I'm nervous. I feel like I'm going to get claustrophobic.
I just thought thematically, it like, and I don't know. I think it may hit harder for people who are in like partnerships.
What are you trying to say? What was that?
Well, I mean, it's a bit about what it's about.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Because I think the conceit of the movie is like very... premise of the movie is very basic, but I don't know. It was fun. Anyway, I enjoyed it. You know, obviously I enjoyed Weapons and obviously I enjoyed Sinners.
I could be together. Yes. I could be together. Yes.
And those were like bigger budget kind of things.
You see Take Her Back? Bring her back.
Okay,
bring her back.
So I did see Bring Her Back, and it was, I think it went over the line.
I do. I agree. So I agree. Yeah. Oh. I agree.
Yeah,
it's too much.
I am not.
Okay, so meaning like I might have trouble if I watch that one because I'm trying to catch up. I want to watch the things that I missed this year, like maybe everything I missed this year, and then you know a thing or two. You know, going back every couple of years, like, oh, what's the big thing I missed from the last 2 years? What's the big thing I missed from the last 2 years before that? And so on and so forth.
So there's a certain genre of horror films that I pretty much just let go. And I know people who love them and I don't really care for them. And that's the like the torture porn.
I don't watch
genre. Like the Terrifier movies, like the Hostels, I've seen a few Saws, but like even that at a certain point, I was just like, okay, enough of this.
Oh yeah.
This isn't that, but it felt like it was coming close to it in this way that I was like, I don't know. And I also kind of was like, I don't really understand what this movie is about.
I agree. I think their directing is better than it was in, but yeah, I agree. The story is troubling.
Yeah. Anyway, it's
it's a shame when those, well, I guess it's not a shame. I'm not into that. But it's like, the thing about those movies is, it's like, you're going to see someone get tortured. And that's sort of what it is.
Yeah,
you know, like that's sort of what it, and I think I've actually said this on this podcast, but when Terrifier 2 was doing really well, there was a lot of buzz around it because it was completely like self, you know, like it was completely indie and all like, you know, and then the 3 is the one that got the like, the more, there was more funding behind it and what, right, what have you. But because of all of the buzz around 2 and how like, you know, this indie was able to be like one of the big money makers of the year, that was exciting to me. But if the only thing it has to offer really is you're about to see people get really messed up. It's like, yeah. I don't know if I want to, I don't know if that's how I want to spend, you right. know, 2 hours yeah, or whatever.
You don't.
Agreed.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And there's been any good, anything new coming out for the fall, like this Halloween season?
Well,
like,
there must be. I mean, I know the Strangers
Part 2.
Part 2's coming out. Oh, yeah, Black Phone 2 for sure. That actually,
that looks good.
That looks good. That looks scary. The first one was great.
But yeah, he died. He's dead, right?
No, I know. Yeah, he is.
Is it a prequel?
You didn't see the trailer? You didn't see the, no, it's not. No, he's dead.
Ooh. I gotta watch the trailer now. Uh-huh. Oh, and Frankenstein comes out.
Aren't there like two? Right. Weren't we just talking about that?
The bride got pushed. It's coming out. Yeah, because basically, yeah, I was
somebody
to the
wised
town.
Up. They realized this was that was. A
well,
mistake.
I think Frankenstein has so much Oscar buzz, and they're like, well, might as well just push this to March.
And the Bride one feels fun. It doesn't feel like an Oscar movie. It feels like you're about to watch like a freaking insane movie.
There's a new Five Nights at Freddy. Which,
I haven't seen the first one.
Right.
Yeah, Friday yeah. Friday,
right. But I want to see. I want to see both of those.
Friday Maybe Friday was fun.
That'll be part of it. I have to see both of that, and I have to catch up on Final Destination. I think I've already said that too. I need to catch up on Final Destination.
Nope, never watch it.
I got love up to, those.
Nope.
I got up. I finished 4 sometime this year. I hadn't seen 4 before, mm-mm. and so now I have to watch 5, mm-mm. and then I have to watch
Gerard.
The one that just
nope.
came.
No, John. No,
come on,
John.
Death just be coming
for
you.
I don't care. I don't care if you tell me the physics and you tell me, Gerard, you know, if you're driving on a freeway, the pieces of wood won't go through your window. I don't care. It's too close.
In three,
I don't want to know anybody.
Orchestrates. This is insane. Orchestrates. It like mimics a race, a hate crime. Like it, like
what?
Like, oh right.
Yes, like death. Like yes. death.
Was that 3?
Yeah, I think it's I'm 3. Good. Or no, I'm it's good. The one I just watched. It's 4. It's 4.
I think it's 4.
The one on the racetrack. It manipulates it to look
it
like it was a race.
crime. Which is incredible.
Death is out here.
Just
wilding.
Get a little taste, okay? You only need a slice. And I think you'll.
All right.
You know what I mean? If you just get just a little piece of it, just watch a slice. That's all I'm
just
saying.
Just watch a little slice.
Can you tell I'm looking at your box?
He's looking at me like he wants the slice.
Wait, what?
My throat. All right. Let's start the show.
Slice my throat.
Jonathan Braylock, James the Third, Drum Milligan.
Black actors, man.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood.
Hollywood City.
You get out of here, witch. You go to hell, witch. I can't remember exactly what the line was, but it was one or the other.
here's my favorite.
Ooh.
Mm. Was it intentional? No. My dad was a drunk crossing guard. Wait, that's not exactly how he said it. What did he say? He was just like, my dad was a crossing guard who liked the booze. I think he said something like that. I was just like, what?
Like the booze.
Listen.
All right.
Listen, this is a comedy.
It is a comedy. Listen, we are a film review podcast. We review the films of leading Black actors. We talk about them in the context of race and diversity in Hollywood. We've been doing this for over 10 years.
Wait,
10.
What are you doing, bro? Why? I've only been doing it for two years.
We've been doing it for over 10 years.
Nope.
Wow, you guys have been doing this for 10 years?
Probably. Wow, Bray. Are we at 500
Bray, that's crazy. Bray, you... Anyway. Man, you up there,
that's
bro.
That's a long time to do a podcast. That's a long time to be talking about stuff.
There's three of us who host this. The voice you're listening to right now that...
Is what part? Like, what character? Which character do you want to be in this movie?
Maybe they're a little bit of an outcast, but okay, yeah, they're not a hero.
That's what I picked.
They're not a villain. It's the voice of Jonathan Braylock.
This is the voice of Gerard Milligan,
and this voice who like is like really cool and like kind of like edgy and like thinks that they're going to get to the bottom of what's going on. But then they just immediately get killed and become a ghost instantly. That voice is James III.
Oh, and we are reviewing the 2018 A24 horror comedy Slice. You might be saying, what's that? And that's what audiences said because nobody saw the movie. It came out September 10th, 2018. It made $66,000 at the box office.
But it was released. It was released in theaters because my memory of this seeing it on Max immediately.
Was it?
Like I saw it on Max, or it was. Was it even Max at the time? I'm so confused.
No. Sorry, it had a video on demand release. The $66,000 is what it made on VOD.
Oh, okay. $66,000
Yeah. Yeah, you're acting like that's a lot of money, James, right now.
I'm and for VOD. Not. For VOD.
You know, you do understand this movie definitely costs more than $66,000 to make.
But
right?
I'm saying our VOD movies, my thought was that they're not making.
No, I think they're making more than that.
They're making more than that? Okay. This one, though, this movie that nobody ever heard
because
of.
Because this is not. I would imagine when the VOD first comes out, it's usually at the very least $6 to rent, right?
Right. Oh, and at least. But sometimes it's like 20. They're like, you know, they're in their 20s now.
66,000 is just 100 people?
See. Yeah,
I did that math wrong. It's 1,000 people.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of people.
No, it's not a lot of people, but I'm just surprised that 1,000 people bought it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, it has... Okay, so Slice, let's just go through. We got... it stars Zazie Beetz, Chance the Rapper, a couple of fun comedians here, Chris Parnell, Paul Scheer. We have the kid from Stranger Things. What's his name?
Kiri. Joe?
Sure.
Kiri? Keely?
Joey? Is it...
Oh, the kid with the good hair. The cool hair.
Joe Kiri.
Joe Keery.
I remember seeing his name in the credits, and I was like, oh, that's, what's the name?
Someone I went to NYU with, Yelan Noel, who I really love. He's been in some
things. Character was that?
Oh,
he was the drug dealer.
Yeah.
He was in the first Purge.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Do you remember
from him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went to NYU. First off, I see him. So have I talked about this on the podcast? Like, he lives in my neighborhood. And so does Jay Ellis. And like, I see him all the time.
Oh, right,
and he will tell me like,
Insecure.
I took an acting class with him once. I like him.
He always stops me with like a black man positive thing. He'd be like, black man, I hope you have a good, beautiful, blessed day. Like, it's just always like.
He is a very positive guy.
Like, it's so funny because every time I see Jay Ellis, he pretends like he doesn't see me. And there's clearly only so many black people in his neighborhood. But anytime I see that other guy, he will stop and say something kind every single time.
Yeah, he's a really good dude. Yeah.
Fascinating. Great.
Yeah, this is an A24 film. Who's
James Braylock, what
Austin?
Up, NYU? See how he worked it in?
No, I see. Right,
I just see how he worked it in. Somehow it always happens.
Yes. Austin, and Austin is predominantly a music video director, I think I saw.
It seems like that this is the first and last movie he directed.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He acted in something.
Yeah, he's done a few Chance the Rapper music videos.
Yep.
Why can't none of y'all niggas be a rapper?
He played Sean.
Are you mad
movie.
At us?
Why I can't? Like, I ain't got no rapper friends. You know how many you know how many friends of rapper directors I know who have made movies now?
Gerard, first of all, I do have. I mean,
you need to be going to.
No, yeah. Why ain't you? No, why ain't one
but
of
Gerard,
my homies?
I do
a
have
rapper?
Like comedic songs that I have written and I have like done. I have actually put some of these down to original music. If you do want to direct.
Yeah,
them,
nigga. Literally, do you know how many people I've met now who like their homeboy was a fucking popular rapper? And
you gotta hype Williams me if you're going to do it. If you want to do
nigga,
it,
you got to put the tracks out. Put the tracks out.
Well, I can't. I got to put the visual. I need the visuals.
Well, let's talk about a song, nigga. Let's talk about a song, nigga.
Okay, all right. Cool. We talk then.
Let's have a conversation.
Let's
have
it then.
Let's talk about it. All right, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, shit.
All right. Well, I don't know what any of that was, but I can tell you this film was written by Austin as well. Mm-hmm. He cast Chance the Rapper in it, and then A24 was like, we'll do it. They cast Zazie Beetz and Joe Keery and Paul Scheer.
Does this feel like an A24 premise?
I mean, it's weird enough. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Was the dead don't die? Is that
Was that them?
Was that A24?
I started that movie and didn't finish it.
What's that called? The dead don't
Damn.
Die.
The dead don't Wait. Die. No, no offense. The dead don't dead die. Don't.
Yeah, that was with Adam Driver and
Bill Murray.
Let me see.
Wow, this came out in 2019. I remember a trailer for this.
That was Focus Features.
Okay.
Because that would it felt like the similar vibe from to that.
Yeah, and I like wanted to see it, but then just the energy was off.
Wait, The Dead Don't Die had Bill Murray, Adam Driver, Tilda Swinton,
yeah, man,
Danny Glover,
it was big.
Selena Gomez.
It was an A24 zombie movie. That's what it was.
What the hell?
Produced by Focus Features, I guess. So
this is a map. Who wrote this? Who is this person?
Oh,
this guy looks interesting,
Jim. Jarmusch.
Okay.
I don't know why we're talking about that anymore. What? we got off topic. Okay. Rotten Tomatoes. Here we go. 52% critic score. 33% popcorn meter. Ouch.
Interesting that the critics. I mean, still not fresh on either.
Liked
front.
It more. Actually, I understand that.
I feel like I do too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like 100%. I do too.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid.
Yes.
Don't miss any of the excitement this football season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right.
And I'm trying to get paid, you know what I mean? Prize Picks is simple to play. Just pick more or less on at least two player stats. If you get your picks right, you could cash in. And I'm trying to cash in. That's what I want to do. I want to cash in.
I know what you mean. Look, if you're like me, and you have a team that is just not very good and constantly losing, you want some more excitement when you're watching football games, okay? And you can, because listen, you can try to pick perhaps a favorite player like Josh Allen. Will he go more or less than 270 passing yards? Well, we know he can sling that ball. And this is new. Prize Picks is the only app that offers stacks, meaning you can pick the same player up to three times in the same lineup. Want to pick more on Josh Allen passing yards, rushing yards, and touchdowns? Now you can pick all of them in the same lineup only on Prize Picks.
You can follow other Prize Picks players directly on the app and copy their lineups in one click. Whether it's a friend, a celebrity partner, or just someone whose picks you like, hit the follow button and check out every lineup they create in the new feed tab on Prize Picks.
Download the Prize Pick app today and use code HOLLYWOOD to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code HOLLYWOOD to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks is good to be right.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What else is there to say? I don't think there is anything else to say. Shall we get into initial thoughts? I'll start.
Damn.
Immediate.
I was ready. Shit.
I'll start.
Damn it.
Hey. I had fun. That's my review. I had fun.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
I had some fun.
Slice.
You know?
That's
listen,
all
you yeah.
Listen, there was definitely some fun dialogue. There were some fun performances. I liked the idea of this world.
Yeah.
Let me say that. Now, I actually don't know if I know who the protagonist is.
I don't know either.
I don't know if this movie has a protagonist. I guess it has three that they cut back and forth to, and it's a little confusing. Now there is a story. I, you know what I actually felt while watching this, and I will admit, because I was watching it on Tubi and there's commercial breaks, this probably helped or influenced my thinking. But I felt like when I was watching this film, I was like, this could have been a fun TV show.
Yes. Ooh. Yes, I agree.
If this was like an 8-episode TV show on Netflix or honestly, any, whatever. Like, I just thought like there were certain moments where I was like, ooh, that would be a great end of episode break right here.
Yeah.
And then we explore somebody else, you know? It almost felt like a TV show more than it felt like a movie. And look, my expectations were, I actually had none, I guess, because I didn't really know anything about this movie.
Same.
So they were pretty low. Look, Chance the Rapper, it's in his name. He's a rapper. he's telling you up front. He's like, this is what I am.
Right. I'm the rapper.
You can do whatever with me, what you want, but I'm telling you what I am, which is I'm a rapper.
Okay.
And I believe him. He's a good rapper. He has some really fun songs.
He does.
And his name helped get this movie made. So
sure did.
That counts. I find when people are doing just like doing, like I am committed to this character and playing this line straight. Man, I was laughing. When people were like, I'm trying to make this funny, maybe not as much.
I agree.
Boy, oh boy.
I agree.
Boy, oh boy, was that happening.
Ooh. Yeah. But anyway, let me tell you something right now. This movie's only an hour and 23 minutes.
Let's go.
I can't be mad at that.
Listen, I saw it.
I cannot be mad at that. Wait,
you said 83 minutes? I'm good, baby.
Under an hour and a half?
Why not?
And you know what? You could make a fun TV show out of this idea.
You sure could.
Mm-hmm. You sure
All right. Could. So that's me. That's
Bray pitching his movie. All right. I mean, his TV show. Got it.
Honestly, Bray, please do it and put me in the writer's room. It'll be fun.
Can I just be like a werewolf that walks past the screen? You know what I mean?
Aim a little higher, Drew.
No. Goodness. Listen, Bray. Little things make me happy nowadays. This is like, you ain't got to do much.
Man, you've been beaten down.
I just saw a post that Evangeline Lilly is an extra in Freddy versus Jason. That was very exciting to see.
Oh, wait. Oh,
Evangeline Lilly wasn't actually in the OG.
For a second, I thought you were saying that they were now, yeah,
there's going to be a
back.
New one. And they still should, you know, they still should keep that up. But
I'm so
like,
mad that they only made one of those movies.
What was it? Oh, Freddy vs. Jason, yeah.
Freddy vs. Jason, yeah. I feel like they just, yeah, no, sorry. Go ahead. You were doing your initial.
You done? Oh, I think he's done. You want to go next, James? You want me to go?
Oh, I thought you were actually about to go.
Oh, I can go. It is very hard to get a movie made, you know? Mm-hmm. It is a struggle to get a movie made, let alone get a movie made by A24. Like, that is an accomplishment.
Right. This is earlier days, but yeah.
True. But they had Spring Breakers. They had Moonlight.
They had Moonlight. Yeah, they did.
That's back when it wasn't.
Hey, you know, I'm just telling you, like, you get a movie made, you get a movie made. I think, I am very happy to have watched this movie because in trying to meet with people for a short film that I would like us to do, I kept trying to describe to people that the world has to be scary and not funny. I was like, we are funny. I was like, the people in the movie will be funny, but they will play it straight. We referenced this on One Battle After Another, where like people were laughing at Leo and Sean Penn. But those people in particular aren't playing for laughs. They just have very strong character choices. I agree with Bray of like, I like this movie when people weren't trying to make me laugh. This movie was, I get it was under 90 minutes. It felt so long for me.
The commercials didn't help.
Well, you know what it was, man? I can't even remember too many commercials. I just remember like, respectfully not enjoying my time. Like, I just remember, like, I just didn't enjoy it because I was like, I didn't know what the world was. Also, I think what I've been struggling with, again, talking about it outside of this, but like, for this movie to be a horror comedy, like, it needs to look dark. Like, everything is so bright, like, which to me allows you to see, like, the budget restraints in the special effects and, like, in the, it just, you see it because you can't hide it. Also, I thought Chance the Rapper's performance was like Braylock said, he was a rapper. There wasn't a lot for me to like.
You didn't like it.
I just didn't enjoy it. And I don't want to diss it, but it was like, I was happy it got made, but I was like,
67% of people on Rotten Tomatoes agree with you.
That's too many.
No, agree with you. Agree with you.
Oh,
agree
oh,
with
oh,
you.
Oh, got it. Agree with
me. Great. Agree with you.
Got it.
It got a 33%.
Got it. And again, it's hard for me to diss this movie because I can't imagine what it was like to get made. But I feel like A24, because at this point, they probably were just a distributor, which means this guy did have a lot of carte blanche on making the movie. Again, I can tell he had budget restraints, but he had a really good cast, really funny people. And I think the visual storytelling, and he wrote it, I think the story of it just may not have been the best, but, you know, bless him for having the opportunity and, you know. Mm-hmm.
Plus up.
People make worse movies. Like, if you look at, like, Josh Trank, like, people make bad movies and still overcome it, you know? So that's I don't think this movie should have stopped him. I hope he still makes it, but, yeah.
It might be the work that stopped him, frankly, you know, like, that, like, it's, like, the work that it takes to do what he's typically doing versus, like, the work it takes to, like, self-produce, if he did, which it feels like, you know, to self-produce of under 90-minute film is like a lot, but I agree with both of you. There was literally a point where I said to Kat, "Man, if she would have just said that line like she believed it, versus how she like I said, and then there was a point where I said, "If this feels like a student film," and I didn't mean it as a dig. I meant it as like the resources are there, but the money isn't quite there type thing. Yeah. So like all of this stuff that everybody's saying is exactly my experience of watching it. But then, but there was another thing that Bray said that specifically I want to comment on, which is like, there is a story there, but the lack of a protagonist makes you feel like you don't, there's like nothing quite to hold on to as the movie's going on. And the story is kind of, it's basic, you know. It's just like, oh, witches want to.
It's plot driven.
It's heavily plot driven.
It's not character driven.
Yeah,
which is a huge problem.
Huge problem. A major problem. Because it's just like, yeah. Well, why do I don't care about these witches opening this gate to hell. I just don't care.
About anybody.
I just don't care about the witches.
No. I don't care about the guy who gets killed in the open.
But I think it looks great. Well, I think that, I definitely think that the, you know, when people were committed in the moment, like there's some funny moments, there's some fun lines in it. And then there's just some things that are like even underwritten, like Zazie doesn't speak or doesn't feel like she speaks for her first like four scenes. Same with Chance. And like I was texting my friend while I was watching it, like, I just don't get why like your top billed people, except for the fact that like the restraint of not being able to have them for too long, why your top two build people are barely in your movie. Like they're top build so that we can sell them, but it's like the leads are like, it's like the leads are Paul Scheer and the
well,
do you know what I mean? Like the leads
I know what
certainly.
You mean in terms of I know what you mean, because the problem is though with the story, those aren't the leads. The leads are clearly Zazie and Chance, but
great.
But like but you're right. We don't. But they're not on screen as.
But they're not on screen. We're following. We're following. Like, is this woman going to break this story?
Yeah,
you know.
I mean,
and what's Paul going to do with his pizza shop? You know, like it feels like that. If anything, that's what I was pulled to more.
Yeah.
Because also with them not speaking for their first several scenes, what was going on with them was so nebulous that like I felt like you couldn't key into it. So, I enjoyed so much of like what they were able to do with the effects and what they were able to do with makeup and stuff. Like it's a kind of world that is exciting to me. Mm-hmm. I just wish those other things were a little more fleshed out.
You know, someone sent me something recently on TikTok, and it was a director describing the difference between a short film and a feature and what makes each both. Whereas like a short film, you don't have a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of locations. So your short film is built around an event. Like whatever it is, the event is really big. And it's like, it's really big, it's really impactful. That's all you got time for. Whereas like when you get to a feature, a really good feature, even if it has big events, the only thing that people should come out caring about is the characters. And it's like,
correct.
And like that goes back to what you guys are saying, and it just fits so key into it's that when I look arc. At this movie, like, yeah, it's like you guys said, it's confusion on who's the lead of this movie. It's confusion on what we're supposed to care about in this movie. And also the guy who kicks off the movie, once we get into it, it doesn't, like we don't know him. Like we don't know him. We don't hear wonderful stories about him.
That is a... Most horror films open with the death of somebody you're just meeting for the first time.
See, but this is my thing though, Bray. Usually that death, like for instance, is like somebody we don't know about that we hear about, but this movie sets off because of that death.
Correct. We never learn about him, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. Because even in those movies where it's like, you know, we're brothers and like our sister passes away, we keep talking, like at a certain point, we can't believe.
Zazie does not speak in her scenes.
Yeah.
Because well, in her scenes where she's bizarre. Trying to figure bizarre. Out what's going on with him, we never hear a word or any.
Crazy. Yeah.
Well, okay. So to Gerard's point, and we can get into this. So the beginning of this movie is a pizza delivery man who is the director showing up. You know, he's like, he's clearly a little bit of a drug addict. He's like messy, whatever. I loved all this. He trips going up to stairs and delivers his pizza. By the way, we don't understand what's happening yet, but the guy who opens the door or he rings the doorbell or knocks on or whatever, and the guy who's like coming to the door, you're like, what? Why does he look so weird? And so he gets to the door. Right when he gets to the door, before he opens the door, the guy who's the pizza delivery man gets his neck sliced, dies. The guy opens the door. He has like weird buggy eyes, which I was like, whoa, where'd they find this
dude?
That was
great. Yes. They found that guy.
Yeah. I've seen him in like on the internet. It was him and this black woman who has eyes like that too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he screams. And then we get into the opening credits, which I liked, by the way.
Incredible title sequence.
I thought they were.
I genuinely want to find who edited it, who made it.
I thought the same thing. I was like, this is
genuinely want to find
it. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
So I was like, that opening was, I was like, I'm in. I'm sold. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, what's happening? Like, this is a little bit weird, but it's fun. I like the style of these opening credit sequences. And then we cut to, or we get into, you know, this, I guess, news clipping or whatever, newsreel, explaining what this town is. Okay, here's a town. There's 90,000 residents and 40,000 ghosts. All right, huh? Okay, so in this town, some major event happened that created 40,000 ghosts who live in this town, and they've all been like segregated to one area of the town.
I was on board for this. I had read in the billboard, they say a great place to be alive, and I thought that was funny. And then they go, and then when they cut to this part and they explain like there's a bunch of dead people, it was like, oh, that's why it says
it's really
a great
clever
place to be alive. Because they had, I was like, okay.
I thought they were going to describe why, like how this worked. I don't
absolutely
think, and the thing is, it's one of those things where I'm not a person that needs things explained to me, but because there were just ghosts walking around who just looked like people with like faded skin, I was like, so what? Like, what happens? Like, you just, because everybody's scared of the werewolf. Are there vampires? Like, I just was curious.
Wait, what did they say?
Yeah, what did it mean to be afraid of the werewolf? Like, what does that even
everybody
mean
was so
in
scared
the context
of, the
of you're working with a, you go to your pizza shop and there's a ghost there handing you your pizza. Like,
what? Also, why were the ghosts scared of the werewolf? Because the ghosts are dead.
Yeah.
Were the ghosts scared of, I mean, I guess they were screaming.
Yeah, like the ghosts were scared when people died. Like the ghosts were like,
yeah, they were.
Like it wasn't like the ghosts were like welcoming to, like also is being, and I'm sorry, I'm like asking so many questions, but I think it was hard for me to get on board because I just didn't understand. Like, yeah, the ghosts were scared of a regular dude killing humans. Were they nervous that they could get killed, or like could the witch affect them, or?
Well, it definitely, I mean, okay. So in this world, they were very clear in that newsreel that ghosts exist, werewolves exist, and they also said witches. I just assumed vampires also existed, but they never said anything about, maybe they never said anything about vampires. I was just like, okay, great. We're in a world where like all the monsters of classic horror films that we know are real. And people just deal with them, it seems like. And it's a little bit like Bright in that sense, right? Of like just like, hey, we just live in a world where like the magical creatures also exist, but they are beholden to the same laws and rules of government that we are. And because of, I guess it was just like their way of doing ghosts was just like, they're dead, but there's no translucence. It doesn't seem like they can touch things.
They can touch things.
They're not, it's like, they're just, they're almost more zombies than they are ghosts, you know?
They felt like zombies.
Yeah, because they're just the Walking Dead, and they're a lot, but like not. They're the Walking Dead, not in the sense of like, oh, I'm not. I have no brain. Like they have brains. They're just dead, but they're reanimated.
But then we know that they are ghosts because specifically when Zazie dies, she sees her physical body.
Yeah,
so correct. We know that like she must be. A ghost, but what is that?
Correct.
Or in this world, are the... Yeah, that's right. They can't be zombies and ghosts. They're too
and I guess we never... I guess, to be fair, we never see the ghosts. They can touch objects, but we never see them... Do we ever see them touch human beings? Like, it doesn't seem like the ghosts...
I don't know that I remember
but that one
that.
Ghost was putting the pizza together and stuff, so he's like... He was like the one who's at work.
No, they definitely... They all could touch objects. It wasn't even a question. And they also just like live there. I don't know. I was okay with it at this point because I was just like, all right, great. You know, whatever. it's kind of funny. And so a murder investigation kicks off. We have these two detectives who I did appreciate.
No,
these guys.
No.
I did.
Why were they so dumb immediately?
No. One was really dumb.
I mean,
that was the whole thing. That was the whole shtick.
Yeah, and the other one really was.
But the other one was like a dick asking them questions. Like, so what do you like? I don't know. I didn't like them. I didn't like them at all.
I enjoyed it. And so they're asking the question, whatever. But then we cut, and then we get to the reporter because there's a whole town hall kind of thing. And so then it seemed like, wait, is the reporter our protagonist? Because the reporter is there. Yep. She's writing notes
down. She must have been, right?
I mean, there is no protagonist, I think it's fair to say.
But she, sure, yeah.
But
yeah.
She like goes through like the movie, like the last scene
she
is her.
Her and, yeah, and I mean, Paul sure. Scheer, to me, were the ones I was latching on to.
But
latching on to them and what was going on with them.
But she would also disappear for huge swaths of the film. So she's writing down notes. He's talking, the Chris Parnell, who's the mayor, is like, yep, so there was a death in Ghost Town, and I don't know, it seems like it was a ghost, then maybe a ghost did it, and whatever, they're like, anyway, whatever. And so she's out there with Joe, what's his name in this
movie? Yeah, Joe, yeah, what's his name in the movie?
Jackson.
I don't remember. But this scene...
Also, he was a photographer, but then at another point in the movie, it seemed like he was her boss.
Mm.
Not only was he the photographer, but he was like, yeah, he was there for her. And she was like getting on his case for like being late and stuff.
And then later on, he comes to her and he does say, don't shoot the messenger. But I was like, why is he telling her she has to do sports? Anyway, I didn't quite understand that. But anyway, whatever. So we were like, oh, she's like, what's going on? There's more here. There's more to the story. I'm going to find out. Okay, great. Then we leave them. We go to people. We're at the pizza shop now. Hannibal Buress is randomly there. We never see him again.
And he doesn't even give them... First of all...
He's barely in this scene. He doesn't even really deliver a joke. Like, he delivers maybe one joke, which is... What does he say? He was like,
I forgot that this man was in it.
Like, oh, the guy he used to bully me. He wrote in my yearbook, I really hate you.
Yeah. I want you to know that.
I really hate you. I want you to know that. And I never forgot it. And then he disappeared.
And then they said something.
We never saw him again.
We literally never saw him again. They never talk about where he went or anything like that. And then Zazie Beetz, for whatever reason, did not know that this person was dead, even though everybody did. She finds out that the guy who died at the beginning is dead. That's her friend? Question mark.
It was her boyfriend. Boyfriend.
Yeah, she loved
current?
Him.
No, she, it had to been an ex.
Even if they were not together, she loved that.
Yeah,
man.
I think they were together. I'm pretty sure. Right?
So the reason I don't think they were currently together is because at a later point in the movie, she sees him with drugs and she's like, you're doing this again. When he died, he had drug marks on his arm. It didn't seem like it was a thing he just picked up that night.
Well, I think they both used to be drug addicts because when she comes back, the white girl's like, that druggie. So I think they were dating, but maybe he was hiding that he was still using from her.
Okay, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
So here's one of the main problems with this movie. I don't think it's very clear what their relationship is. I get the understanding of like, oh, somebody killed my friend. I'm going to go figure out who it is. But we don't really understand why. Like outside of them saying some weird nebulous stuff like, oh, she's a street girl, whatever the heck that means. We don't understand like why she thinks she would be equipped. Why she thinks she would be equipped to do this. Like he was murdered. Like there was no motivation for this. And it was just like, here she goes. She's going to go try to... First of all, actually, she wasn't even like, I'm going to go try to find this killer. She was just like, we're opening back up the pizza shop. And Paul Scheer's like, great. And I was like,
someone to do it with me. And I was like, all right.
Why? Wait, who is she to this Paul Scheer? Why? What? Like, they didn't explain any of this.
No. It was really frustrating. I didn't know
what
she was
doing. So we had no motivations. No real motivations. Okay, great. Okay, so then we get that. And then we're also following this other guy. We see that he sees another person who's riding a bicycle. I mean, a motorbike. Eventually, we realize that's Chance the Rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he at all the murders?
We're also following the detectives a lot, too. We're just following a bunch of people without like a real, like, what? Like, I get that the murder, like solving the murder is like an objective for several of these people. But like, what would you say what is the main storyline? Just we're all trying to figure out who killed this person?
I guess.
Yeah, and why it's happening.
And why they died?
Because it's a it's quickly serial though, right? So it's like one dies and then another one dies. So it's sort
correct.
Of like,
yeah,
it's like, well, what is the cause of this?
But why are they killing? Did we ever find out? Like we find out that the pizza place has a portal to hell in the basement. But why are they killing delivery people though? And not like the regular workers.
My thought is the witches, and the movie probably said it, but the witches wanted to open the portal, right? So they were correct. Getting rid of the pizza
employees
people one by
of,
one
of the pizza place,
so that they could
so they can have access to the portal.
Wait.
All that right. was a thought.
Well, but you just skipped all the way to the end.
No, sorry.
I was just
thinking of logic.
But also
of,
at the same time, it's like, why? Yeah, why? You know, couldn't they just go? You're a witch. Don't you have a spell you can do to?
Well, no, they don't want. I mean, they don't want all the police presence on them, right? So they're just trying to.
So they're going
to
do a murder spree?
Yeah. And they. Well, here's the thing. It's not the first time they've done it. They've done it
right.
at least one or maybe even two other times, I think. Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, if they keep blaming the murder spree on the werewolf and he skipped town, why is he back now if his plan was never to clear his name?
Well, we don't get very much motivation for our characters. He says he's there to clear his name. But the way, like, how he knows to show up when these people are being killed, it doesn't make any sense. Mm-mm. Like, I guess he's just following the pizza delivery people, but then, and then he's like, oh, but I'm not a hero, so I'm not going to save them. But it's like,
why are you there, bro? What you doing?
So what are you doing?
Literally, you're like, just watching them die? Point?
Like, if you want to clear your name, I like video, like record it then. I, like, what are we like? What is your plan to stop this or clear your name? Like, it did. It never made any sense. And also, why do you want to clear your name? It seems like everyone you know. Like, it doesn't seem like you have any friends.
Does he know anybody?
Yeah. And this
there's
whole
nobody
town hates
keeping
you.
Him there. Yeah.
Like, what is the? Yeah, there's nobody keeping him there. And it was also like you had left for a bit. Why are you coming back now?
Hmm.
Like none of like yeah, that
yes.
truly, they just Chance's character, they really just like did not flesh out at all.
All right, okay. Can I say one thing about this though?
Yeah.
I can't. Hey, Mr. Chance the Rapper, your two new singles, I think they're very fun and entertaining. But I wonder if like when they finally had him acting, did they change some things? Cause I'm not gonna lie to you. The first time he takes that helmet off, y'all.
I don't think
like,
it's that.
I ain't never seen nothing like.
I don't think it's that because like I liked his SNL when he was doing SNL, and that's
oh
the
he was
same.
He was a host. He was a host on
he
SNL.
Was a
ho-
he hosted SNL.
Oh wow!
Years ago, 10 maybe plus years ago, and I liked him on that, and I thought he would do more acting, and like yes, I don't. I'm not saying that he was like knocking it out of the park here, but I don't think that they were like to me at least where my mind went. I thought they were like. They didn't have him. They just couldn't have him because of whatever this, that, and the other schedule wise. They couldn't have him. So they didn't write him down. Either that or like, because he's in it so little.
So little.
He's in so little of the movie that it feels like.
He really is. It took so long for him to come in. And I almost was like, is he in this movie?
And we've seen plenty of
Zazzy too.
Actors. Musicians turn actors not do a great job and be the and have to carry an entire movie. That's why I don't think they wrote him out less because they were like, oh, he can't even do it, you know.
No, I don't think so. I think the script was always like not a real script. Mm-hmm. Okay. I realize like the reporter, the beginning of the movie. The reporter is our narrator, but our narrator is barely a narrator. She comes in like only a few times and they're random outside of the beginning. But what she says in the beginning in the quotes here in IMDb is, I'm going to tell you a story about a ghost, a werewolf, and a pretty shitty pizza place. It all started when the werewolf came back to town. That's what she says, but then...
The werewolf
we literally don't see the werewolf come in here and
for like, I feel like 25 minutes, and this movie's only an hour 20 minutes.
Craziness.
Yeah.
And it was like, so the whole line, I was like, this lot, it was like, you're saying that it all started when a werewolf came back to town. But if you're not actively showing us that, then it did not start when a werewolf came back to town. It all started when a pizza delivery man was murdered. That's when it started. I was just like, what? This line makes no sense. Like, this narrator makes no sense. Okay. And then like, even the narrator, it's like, okay, her motivation is just, I am an investigative journalist and I want to tell a story. But we never get, okay, why are you an investigative journalist? What inspired you to do this? Why do you care so much about, why do you care so much about your job? And it seems like everybody else who works at your paper doesn't. What it like, what's your backstory? Like what, why are you risking your life to try to figure out these murders? Like we never hear any of this. It's just like baseline, this like real primitive, well, because she's a journalist and that's what journalists do. And it's like, but in your movie, you're showing other journalists who don't want to do that. So therefore, she must have a more specific reason than just the fact that she is a journalist.
Yeah.
And the movie's like, oh, but no.
Insane. Insane.
I like the actress. I thought she was doing a good job.
Yeah, I liked her too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's just the script gave nobody anything to work with. It felt like, also, like, what's the guy's name from SNL? Who the
Chris Parnell?
Chris Parnell,
the mayor.
Yeah, the mayor. Chris Parnell. I thought it was so funny in this, and I, no diss to him, I think he's funny in everything. I love when he's a voice actor, but for some reason,
genuinely,
I felt like this movie undid the things I like about him or something. Like,
didn't let him do that. Happens a lot. That happens a lot in stuff like this where it's like, this person is funny and they're funny in a very specific way, or they are talented in this very specific way. And they're being attached to a project to help get the project made. But then the project itself doesn't give them an opportunity to do what makes them funny, what makes them, you know, it's the chance of it all. It's like, I don't think that Chance couldn't play a werewolf in a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. You
know? But like
100%.
But like this way, or the you know, the things that he had to do in this particular film, you know, and so like Chris isn't able to kind of be like the, you know, the kind of like mayor that we expect him to be. He just doesn't. He's just not given those opportunities.
Yeah, and also like, also I think people have a tendency, because of Judd Apatow and Larry David, to put comedians in movies and just go be funny. And ooh. I think what people forget is that Judd Apatow, and I guess it's not always publicized, but Judd Apatow not only writes a funny script.
Yeah, he's funny.
But Judd Apatow also has comedians on set with a bunch of alts. Like, like, you know,
I don't
Larry,
think I even knew that.
Yeah, so he's a but like that's how Seth Rogen really got it.
Meaning like that are simply there to pitch alts.
To pitch jokes.
Like
pitch
not jokes. Not talking the funny people that are in the movie, but like
no, literally yeah, comedians like, on set to pitch jokes to the
come
people
on,
in the
are
movie.
You kidding? Come on.
Also, like that's what they used to do with Will Ferrell and Adam McKay. And I'm like, I think. And even, and sorry, what I was getting to is the only time I've never heard that happening is when you look at Curb, but Curb has such funny circumstances that like everything revolves around Larry. So Larry is going to be big enough to make everyone else funny and vice versa. Yeah. I think this movie.
And you also like need everybody to be committed to the
just
scenario
committed
in
to
order
a
for
bit.
That to, and yeah.
And I think this movie was trying to make like I think Paul, I found Paul Scheer funny since like the Best Week Ever days. But this move, we just talk about Hannibal Buress. Like this might have been the least funny I've ever seen Hannibal Buress. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like
I mean he was barely.
But ever. even then, Bray,
and
you
then
know,
even to
Bray,
that
you
point,
are
though,
the person. Hold on, I want to say this one part. Cause I feel like I've seen Bray, especially when we're in New York, I've seen Bray go in for one-liners and make a one-liner funny. And like even though he had two lines, I was like, this is so weird. Like his like,
well, so the other thing about comedy that I feel very strongly about is like, especially in films, it's like what I need to see is a situation that is set up that is funny. I need like the funny comes out of the reality of the situation and then like what could be said during it. One of the reasons, one of the funniest scenes ever, right? 40-year-old version, Kevin Hart, yes. Romney Malco. Why yes. is that funny? Because yes. we understand the reality of the situation of like two black dudes coming in. One person wants something from the other using like, hey, you're, you know, black to black, whatever. And another person being like, I'm being a professional. That's an inherently funny scenario. Yep. And then two very great, funny actors get to make a meal of that. But it wouldn't, it's not, they didn't invent, it's not like they're just like, all right, you're two people, go. Like, no, we need the setup. They're in this movie, and a lot of comedy films sometimes I feel this way. It's just like, we're not getting, they're not getting a setup. So mm-hmm. it's like, how is it going to be funny? What is the setup of this opening scene with Hannibal Buress? It's just that they're complaining. I don't even remember exactly what it was, but they were like complaining about something. That's right. There is no setup. They're just improvising about some guy that we don't know, that mm-hmm. we never see. They're talking about whatever, people off screen. It has nothing to do with the movie. And then when it does have something to do with the movie, it's not based in reality. It's like she mentions somebody who's dead to this girl who, this is why I don't understand. I was like, is she's his girlfriend? If he's her girl, if he's her boyfriend, how is she the last one to know about the death? Like, we don't understand any of this. It's like, we're just meeting these people for the first time. Hannibal's going like this to be like, don't tell her. Why would he do that?
Makes no sense.
That doesn't make any sense. And they're yeah. trying to make a joke, like he's going like this and she's like, don't do that. That's poor taste because his neck got sliced. And it's like, but I can't find that funny because the context of this situation doesn't make any sense. And therefore, whatever jokes you put in it, I'm not going to laugh at because I don't understand the base reality.
Also, does she not know about it then?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She didn't. She didn't know about it. And then they turn on the news and it's like, how do you not know? She sees it and she immediately leaves. And they're like, oh, no, wait. And I'm like, what do you mean? Wait, like, where was she going? What did they expect her? What did they think she was doing? None of this made any sense because it was like, it wasn't like, hey, your boyfriend got gunned down by this evil drug dealer we all know and hate, right? It was just like, hey, this person who may be your boyfriend, I don't even know, got murdered last night. And she immediately goes to the pizza shop and is like, we're opening back up. What?
Bro, makes no sense.
Why?
Makes
what?
No sense.
What does that have to do with anything? And they also acted like she was coming in for the first time in a long time. And I was like, what does that mean? Like, where has she been?
Did she get fired? Was she a drug addict? Like,
why is this dude getting so hyped that she's here? Like, what was she to this place? Like, they don't explain any of that. And so then we just go. So it's like, okay. So again, there's plot happening, but there's no story.
Like, what's the plot? The plot is like, we eventually find out is the witches,
Yes. So the plot eventually is that these are activists for the 40,000 ghosts, and they want to tear down the strip mall because it's like an abomination and the town needs to atone for their sins because this was a burial ground. Or the ghosts need to be properly buried. That's when they need to tear down this mall. And then the mayor is like supposed to be like being their antagonist, who's like saying like the ghosts are the problem, and they're supposed to be like for the ghosts. And so whatever, they're creating all of this thing for the town to distract from the fact that they want to kill everybody in this pizza store to go down there and open up the gates of hell so that they can control the ghosts that live there and create a ghost army for world domination, I believe is what mm-hmm. we eventually get to.
Because that's what every witch wants, world domination. Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever, I'll take it. It's just that I need the characters to tell. The thing is, we don't even hear that from the witches. We hear that from the other ghost that works in this pizza place.
Oh, in the basement.
who we don't even know who, right. We don't know who this person is.
Also, the guy who was dead working at the store, do we ever find out who he was or like what his deal was?
He just worked there.
He worked there and he knew everything, but he said it in a weird way so they didn't, that nobody ever listened to him because he was so overly dramatic. I mean, I have to say, there were definitely lines, like it was a bit that got old, but there were still times where I was like, this actor is so committed to this bit that it is funny. Like him, there were certain moments where I was like, it is funny him just saying this like crazy thing and then being like, yeah. Yeah, dog. Wait, what did the dude who got killed second? He was like, the guy was like, take heed, like your essence will be snuffed out if blah 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 blah. And he was like, no, man, I was just kidding about not wearing a rubber. And he was like, no, you forgot the extra cinesticks. Yeah. And he was like, oh, thanks, man. Almost forgot my essence. Whatever. I thought that was fun.
Also, like, they kept being a joke of, like, my older, what was it, his older, much older woman or something? What was his bit?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, we gonna see this. I thought it was gonna be a ghost. I thought it was gonna be like an old lady ghost. Look, I'm gonna say this. To anyone listening to this podcast, because I do realize that every now and then we will have like very important people like tweet or post about the show or something. Just know the three of us have many movie ideas. Okay, we have so many ideas.
Well, that we do.
You know, maybe too many. We've looked at enough movies.
Too many.
That between the three of us, the movie will be vetted. The script will be vetted. Let us make a movie. Because I will say the struggle I'm having on this podcast is that as the podcast has switched, because when we first started, there were no black people making movies, no black people starring movies. Now we're starting to see black people making their own films and black people starring in their films.
Black people making movies.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same ones. It's the same ones over and over again. So don't get it twisted. Not new voices. But I will say sometimes when I see these movies, I'm like, the amount of notes and pushback that I have gotten, and I'm pretty sure the two of you have gotten and other friends have gotten. And I'm like, how are some of these movies getting made? Because I know the questions I get. You know, I get the perfection I got. Like, could you imagine, I'm not trying to disrespect this creator at all. I'm just like, could you imagine writing a script? Bray, I can't imagine giving you a script where I don't say how the fucking world works. And I used to remember that's the thing we used to beef about where I'm like, no one cares about that. Like, let's just figure it out. I can't imagine getting to the filming phase with none of that. I can't imagine, James, if you get in the movie and it's not one crazy scene or idea in it that is like, something that can push. I can't. And we keep reviewing these movies, and I'm like, how are these movies getting made?
Well, you know how.
This one had Chance the Rapper.
He directed Chance the Rapper's music videos. He had a fun idea. Chance was like, I'll be in your movie. And that's how. That's all it takes. It has nothing to do with quality. And that's what you need to get.
I got 3 days. I'll be in your movie, but you can't.
We need somebody famous. That's what we need.
So, to the famous people that Gerard was just talking about that listen to the podcast and sometimes tweet about it, why don't you be in one of our movies?
Yeah.
All right. Now, is there anything else to say?
No, Bray. How do we talk about it this long?
Well, like I said, I do think there are fun ideas in this. I genuinely laughed really hard when
Bluey
the two
got
cops,
fun ideas, Bray.
Bluey's a good show.
I know. That's
Bluey's
my point.
An incredible show.
It's a much better show than this. All right.
Bluey's an incredible.
The two detectives, when he was like, man, you really hate werewolves, huh? And the detective was like, yeah, my father was killed by a werewolf. He was like, oh, sorry. He was like, with like the claws and the fangs and all that. No. Hit by a car. Oh, wow. Intentionally? No, it was an accident. Father, it's a crossing guard who liked the booze. I was like, that is legitimately very funny. Oh, okay. And then there was one other line that I laughed out loud. It was when the witch said, the witch said, I believe the line was, don't Debbie do it, or something like that. It was like, don't Debbie do it. She just said it so matter of fact, and it was such a silly line, but she said it so straight, and I was like, that's great. It was so silly. I was like, whoever wrote this was being silly, but instead of the actor being silly, they were like, I'm just going to say this straight.
Love that.
Zazie's disappeared on us a little bit, hasn't she?
Yeah, what's going on with that, though? What's going on with that, though, Hollywood?
I don't think it's just her. I think, like, there's this, Hollywood. I don't know if y'all follow, there's this British man on TikTok who, it's funny because, guys, we really need to do TikTok. It's stuff that, he's really doing things and, honestly, stories on people we've discussed on here. And he will take, for instance, he will take Timothée Chalamet, for instance, and Sean Astor's, I believe his name is, and compare like the two careers of like black, like a black person and a white person, and be like, they both were in these Oscar winning movies and blah, blah, blah. This person still is doing movies. This person isn't. They've done one on Daniel Kaluuya. They've done one on, oh my goodness, just a bunch of people. And it's something about Zazie, right, which is very interesting, where I'm like, you know, Zazie at one point when she popped off, she became that, like, in Joker and I mean, not necessarily, yeah, Deadpool, like, Joker. Not necessarily in Harder. No, I guess in Harder They Fall, too. She became, like, the woman people became in love with, you know, versus, like, giving her a chance to, like, really lead a movie. And so I wonder what's going to happen, because is anything on her IMDb right now?
Let me look. Because she was in so much stuff, like in so much. Okay, so I guess she has this voice in The Bad Guys 2.
Okay.
Recurring role in Invincible, which is a cartoon.
Also, actually, her part got downsized because she's the girlfriend in it, so she's not in it as much as you.
Okay, not anymore. And then like Joker 2, she was barely in, right? Like I didn't even think to watch it.
And I don't.
I saw it, but I barely remember her in it. I don't really.
Oh, she's in a Gore Verbinski movie.
Oh, that's right. She was in Bullet Train. She wasn't Bullet Train, but like not a huge role.
No. But she's in. But she was fun in that.
She was good in that.
She's in this Gore Verbinski movie, which is pretty good. Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die. This should be a pretty big deal.
Oh, that's coming out soon.
Yeah, it comes out. I can't see when it comes out, but I mean, I know Gore is a very important director, so I'm not sure how big the part is.
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're right, though.
Yeah, I mean, she's still active, but I just felt like I just felt like she was doing so many things at one point, and then. It feels like it dipped a bit.
But I personally think that Hollywood has, like, even if you think about Lakeith, like Lakeith has a movie coming out on like Amazon or something like that with playing like the sidekick to Mark Wahlberg. And I'm like, he also was such a big deal. Same with Brian Tyree. And I feel like Hollywood is doing something to black actors, man. Like, it's hard for me to describe. If you think about, he's looking about the, like, the guy also did a story about Daniel, and like the last time Daniel was the lead of a film was Nope, which was what, 2022.
Damn, 22, a long time ago.
And the thing is, that guy, if you think about it, came off an Oscar win off of one of the biggest movies of all time. And like, he should have movies nonstop. I think he has one finally coming out, but he's done a lot of voices. When Lupita won her Oscar, we talked about it on this podcast. She was only a voice actor until the movie she produced. And then it took her forever to get another lead. Like, I think the time between 12 Years a Slave and Us is like, what, 6 or 7 years or something like that? It's just interesting. Something is happening. And I keep looking at like the movies that keep getting made and the shows that, well, aren't being greenlit. Something's weird, man. Something's good. Oh, what is this? The movie's coming out in January.
That's the movie you were talking about. Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die.
Yeah, it's something. Okay. I don't know what's going on. It's something weird that's happening.
All right. Well, anyway, anything else to say? Anyway, it ends with, I didn't even understand it. Like, the bomb opened up the portal, but then once they killed the witches, the portal closed again. And I was like, why?
I couldn't tell you.
And again, I didn't understand what he was like. He kept being like, I'm not that kind of werewolf. But it was just like, what does that mean? He was just like, I'm not the kind of werewolf that kills people, but it was just like, and he was like, I have morals, but it was like, what is that? What is your moral code here? Like, it didn't track.
Bray, literally, I don't want to talk about it.
Anyway, so whatever, it was just like, this movie, anything about race or anything, it didn't really dive into that at all whatsoever. It wasn't like Bright was like, hey, we are making these comparisons, but we won't see it through. And it just felt like sloppy and really not tasteful. This movie at least didn't do that, but it was weird because it felt like it was there in the
could have. They're displaced.
You
know, they don't have access to
their stereotypes. People don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Zazie says something bad about werewolf, and Paul Scheer's like, that's a stereotype. Put a dollar in the stereotype jar, which that was fun.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Well, it's time for the cause. We rate and review films not based on how much we like them, but whether or not it helps the cause of more leading Black actors in Hollywood. If it fully helps the cause, we give it a black fist. If it somewhat helped the cause, we give it a white palm. If it doesn't help the cause at all, we don't give it anything. So on the count of three, raise up our things for ratings for Slice 2018. One, two, three. All right, two white palms and nothing.
I gave it nothing. I just think it didn't. The director wasn't black, or the writer. The director writer wasn't black. I don't think this movie helped anyone take Chance the Rapper as a serious actor. It wasn't like any new upping. Like there were more newer non-black people in this movie than I think there were black people. And I'm like, you know. But
yeah, I guess that's true. I felt like I guess I gave it a palm because Zazie, this was around the time she was getting a bunch of stuff, and obviously Deadpool helped way more than this. But it was just like, you know, it always helps to add to the credits a little bit, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, and I just gave it because with them two being top billed but being barely in the movie, I just feel like that's significant. Like,
oh, that's true.
Like they were like, these are the leads of the movie. Look these at these
are,
black people.
Here are the people to come to see.
And then we didn't get to see them.
Or we didn't get to see them.
We didn't get to see them. Sorry.
Well, thank you all.
That was my werewolf.
For listening. Follow us at Black Man Podcast on Instagram and Threads. Please subscribe to our Patreon or our Red Circle for only $5 a month.
We need the money.
You get two episodes. Well, you get an episode every other week, a bonus episode every other week where we review a lot of the latest films that have just come out. We've reviewed The Smashing Machine. We've reviewed Him. We've reviewed Highest to Lowest. Like, check that out. It's so cheap. There's so many episodes on there. Also, if you were like, I don't know if I could do $5 a month, a subscription thing, but man, I do want to hear what you guys have to think about The Smashing Machine. Go to Patreon. You can buy just that episode.
Yeah, Smashing Machine, baby.
Check that stuff out. You can follow me at John Braylock. www.johnbraylock.com is my website. You can there are dates on there for my improv shows. If you're in Los Angeles, you want to go to UCB, go to an improv show. I'm on a Herald team called Dance Club Remix. That'll be cool. Hey, if you like trivia game shows, I am currently a contestant on The Floor.
How much money you win? Tell me how much money. Tell me how much money you
I win. Cannot tell anybody how much money I won or how long I've been on the show, but I can tell you this. If you watch this week, I'm on the show. Those are Wednesdays.
I'm a watch.
8 p.m. Live on Fox, and then Hulu the day after.
I gotta know.
So it's on Hulu. Check that out.
I gotta know.
I would like to know as well. And I've already said this on the podcast.
Watch the fight.
If you won the whole thing, and you
the grand prize is $250,000, and I can confirm because I am friends with the person who won episode one, and I can talk about that because episode one came out already. Luke, he won $40,000. I can confirm that several days after the episode that he won $40,000 was aired is when he actually got the money. So whoever got the grand prize has not gotten that money yet. I know that for a fact.
You know, I think Bray might have won because they put that nigga in a salmon color shirt. They were like, you better be out here. Look handsome with your salmon shirt and your jacket. And your jacket.
Bray Lock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let me borrow.
Let me hold something. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't say that I won anything.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. If you watch the trailer, you watch the trailer of episode one, Bray Lock screams, 10,000.
Oh.
So I know that nigga got 10K at least. At least.
Oh, you don't know that.
Hey, it was in
you
the trailer.
You got that 10K?
Are you telling
me? Just because I screamed 10,000 doesn't mean that it was my money.
Are you telling me right now the trailers are misleading? Is that what you're trying to tell me, Bray?
Let me borrow
$63.92.
If you got 10.
Do you have anything to plug?
If you won 10, let me hold $1,000.
I need you to plug right now, and I need $63.92.
That nigga said
that's
you
what's
plug.
Being plugged right now.
All right.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Wait. Also, I completely forgot. If you rate and review us on iTunes, I haven't done this for a long time.
Ooh, let's do this.
We got a new couple of reviews.
Ooh,
so if
please.
You give us 5 stars on iTunes, we'll read your review on the air. And I'll read this one. It's from August 7th. Of this year. It just says crash ? I love this show. It's great. And if you haven't tried it, you should. But I have to be honest, I left the review now so I could say that I really kept thinking John must be doing a bit in the crash episode.
I did too, yo.
I wasn't, bro. Yo, I really love crash.
The thing
I
is
really
what's
do.
So crazy is half of that episode, I thought you were doing a bit. I was like,
No, I legitimately love that movie.
Oh my God. James, you about to plug something? Want me to plug?
I ain't got nothing to plug.
James, please follow James Comic Books at Ruler Threes Inc.
I said, I don't have anything.
James
I said,
has
I don't
comics.
Have anything to plug.
All right. He has comics on Ruler 3 Inc. He's got a couple I posted. Don't you got some Kickstarters?
I do have a Kickstarter coming up.
All right, so let's go check that out for some Kickstarters.
I'm not plugging it yet. I'm not plugging nothing yet. Forget y'all.
Yeah, go look at his Instagram so you can stalk it and know when he will start promoting it. That's at Ruler 3 Inc. on
Why
IG. You can follow me at Gerard Milligan on Twitter and Instagram. All right, I don't have any shows coming up in LA, but I have a few coming up in New York. That's all to help promote my solo show for the New York Comedy Festival, which I'm writing right now, and it's breaking me.
Ooh, but you doing a different. It's gonna be changed a little bit.
It's changing a lot, and it's breaking me. It is legitimately
Gerard Milligan.
Immensely
I
uncomfortable.
See it.
Listen, we'll see if I can afford to record it. Because I don't know if I can.
No, I want to see it live, Gerard. What day is it again? What same it day is, it is?
Oh, it's funny you ask about that, James III. The show is for the New York Comedy Festival on Sunday, November 9th at 7 p.m. at the UCB Theater. Tickets can be found on the New York Comedy Festival's website, UCB Theater website, and in the bio of my Instagram account. Yeah, but it's very not fun, the process. And the show is supposed to be funny. And now I'm like, is this show more of a friend show or a New York Comedy Festival show? And guys, yeah. I don't know anymore, but we're here now.
I'll bet that even if it does lean more fringe, it's going to make sense to people why it's in the New York Comedy Festival. And then you take it to the, then you do it at the, you do listen, it at the off-Broadways.
No. I don't know how people tour shows. It costs so much.
People pay.
Yeah,
it's a considerable investment.
If you're one of those people with the money and with the level of importance that Gerard was talking about earlier, consider funding.
Well, Gerard puts his money into filming stuff. Some people put their money into theater stuff, and then some people are rich and they can do it both, or their parents are rich.
And bless y'all.
Hey, listen, if there's any sugar mamas out there, or Have y'all heard
you,
of this?
You got a girlfriend. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not about that. It's about if somebody is like, hey, I want to take care of an up and coming artist who doesn't have the money to get their dreams off.
I don't know if you can have a sugar mama and be dating somebody at the same
time.
Isn't
that a thing? They have like a website where they like people who like want to take care of.
I think it's
where
thing
you just
for
have
women.
Somebody. Is that thing? Rolling you?
First off, Bray, that there's equality. Women have no. Someone out there, it's like.
This is so long.
No, so what? They here. They still here. Skylar, keep all this in. All of this is in.
Skylar, I thought you were going to say, Skylar, keep our listeners listening. You're not allowed to shut this off. None of y'all are allowed to shut this off. Well, your headphones will explode.
This is in. Skylar said, listeners, don't go. But yeah, if there's anybody out there who's trying to fund, you know, any of our ideas or maybe just a lifestyle, because I would love to not have to pay rent. Like, rent is getting...
Wouldn't that be nice?
I lived in the same place and my rent goes up every year.
I have another... I forgot. I'm doing this very lo-fi, unofficial podcast.
This nigga promoting another podcast, James.
Called The Foreplay. James has promoted his other podcast.
I also had y'all on it though. He not having us on the floor podcast.
I watched
well,
the episode.
No,
it
doesn't make any sense.
I watched
the episode. No, you have to be on it.
Oh,
no,
but
no.
I can't be a spectator.
That's crazy.
Yes, because the whole idea of the podcast is you're seeing a little bit of behind the scenes of the gameplay, the strategy that was going into it. That you don't
that's
get
crazy.
To see on TV.
What
you're
saying
fill
is we're not special
in.
Enough. You say, what you're saying is we're not
crazy.
Special
I'm
enough
just
to
saying,
be on
if
the
you
floor.
Get it, if you are like, hey, I'm really getting into this, like, man, I want a little bit more. Hey, you want a little bit more about the social dynamics that were happening and like, that's where the floor play that podcast.
Feels like it would also be great if you had somebody who could also be that voice on the pod itself.
Somebody
asking
who watches
the questions
it. Somebody
as
who
it
watches
goes on.
Y'all should apply to be on the floor. Want. And then when you do and you get on it, then wow. You can be on the podcast.
This is my thing. I don't think I can handle being on a game show because I do think I know things.
It's intense.
But I daydream in the middle of conversation sometimes. So my fear is blanking out. Like I've watched episode one.
Yeah, people.
And I just think I would like you would show me a picture of like Donald Duck and I'm like, huh, remember Darkwing Duck? And now I've missed time like the seconds have gone up and I'm like, God dang it.
Sure. That's a part of it.
I can't do that at all. I'd be terrible.
Well, thank you all so much for listening.
Wait, why are you trying to leave, Bray? Where are you going?
We'll see you in two
what
weeks.
You doing? Why you what? What's up?
Yeah, we
are you leaving? What's going
bye.
On? Huh?
Click.
What you cutting it off?